This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
This show is sponsored by Fortem Resources. Fortem Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The name Fortem Resources. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. Fortem has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortem owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, miles. Fortem is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Frank Thomas Mary Robert, FTMR. You can visit them at FortemResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
He is a neurologist, and of course he works for UConn, and he works for the New York Yankees. He's our good pal, Dr. Anthony Alessi. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great, Lee.
All right, so we got a lot of things to cover here. Let's jump right into it. First, I wanted to ask you about a destination patient. I heard that term. Can you tell me what a destination patient is?
Yeah, it's something I do quite a bit of here at the University of Connecticut. So destination patients are patients who come in either from this country or another country for care here at the University of Connecticut or at some other university. But in this case, for example, today on my schedule, I have two destination patients. These destination patients fly here, stay at the hotel across the street, and they will spend 2 days undergoing a variety of tests for whatever problem they may have. So, and at the end of that, we kind of give them a summary and a plan. Usually it's athletes, but you could see it for anything. So a destination patient might be somebody who decides they can get a cheaper hip replacement in India, right? We see that, or so they get on a plane and go there. The same way we have people fly here from other countries to look at brain function and neurologic function. So it's something that's relatively new for us here, but I've been doing it for a few years.
Who would go to India?
A lot of people are doing that. You know, if they're self-pay, we hear about people going to all these different foreign countries to get something done and be able to afford it. So they go to Asia. I've heard of people going to India for it and various places. So it's very interesting.
All right. This drug settlement, Doc, break it down for us.
Wow. Well, it's a lot of money. But, you know, everybody's putting blame on each other here. Now, the drug companies clearly have a lot of blame here. But, you know, and they're saying, well, it's the doctor's fault or it's the patient's fault because they kept taking it. So there's plenty of fault to go around with these deaths. These are tragic deaths of people who became addicted to opioids and eventually killed themselves either with opioids or for some other reason. The problem here is that these drugs, and I think the settlements represent the fact that these drugs were misrepresented to the doctors who were writing those prescriptions in terms of how addictive they were.
Can I ask what drugs we're talking about mostly?
We're talking about opioids, Vicodin, hydrocodone. I think we're talking about any of those types of drugs.
And does that mean anybody out there who has been addicted to them or got hooked on them, do they have a case here? Are they getting money?
I think if they died, yes.
If they died, okay.
I don't know. I don't know how the settlement is going to work.
Okay.
A lot of it is going to work the same way the tobacco settlement went. From that standpoint, the money gets paid to the state. And so I don't know if the individuals are going to get money or are they going to go to programs that support avoiding this from happening in the future. So I really don't know that.
Okay.
But it's representative. This particular settlement in Oklahoma represents 4,600 people who died in that state as a result of opioid overdoses. So there's still plenty of other blame to go around. You know, doctors maybe should have investigated it further. But, you know, back then, and it's changed a lot, several things have changed. The people who used to come to your office, the representatives of the drug company, would be paid based on the number of prescriptions you wrote. So there was some misrepresentation on their part. There aren't that many of those folks around. It's very limited because, for example, here at the University of Connecticut, we're not allowed to meet with drug sales representatives or go to lunch with them or any of those things. And most big organizations do that at Hartford Healthcare and other places. Just don't kind of get involved in that anymore. But back then, it was fairly common, and there would be some unwritten misrepresentations of the drugs. And I think that's where that's what the courts found against the drug company. And we're still dealing with, I heard this morning, I think on your show, that, you know, the EpiPen, now they're withholding, they're cutting back production of the EpiPen so that they could artificially raise the price. And it's like $600 per EpiPen, unless you can get one of the generic ones that are made. We're dealing with a lot of unethical behavior on the part of drug companies, and somebody's going to have to step in. Sooner or later, somebody's going to have to really step in here and put a stop to this.
Is this something that we're going to see every state? They're going to have to pay out this kind of money to every state? And if so, what does that do as far as the rest of the drugs that some of these companies make?
Well, right now there are 48 states currently suing the drug companies, and I think at least two Native American tribes. We're going to be hearing a lot more of this. It's going to be like the tobacco settlement.
Okay.
But you know what? It's interesting. Even after all the tobacco settlements and all the millions and millions of dollars paid out,
right?
They're still around. Nobody went broke.
I'm just curious if the drugs that people need that these companies actually make, if the price of those will go up as a result of what's going on. You know what I mean?
The price of other drugs are going up anyhow.
Yeah.
Whether they're paying out or not. I think we saw that with this Mylan thing and the EpiPen. I'm using that as an example, but we're seeing this all the time, where certain drugs like intravenous immune globulin, a drug that we use for people with autoimmune disorders, you know, when they want to raise the price, they just cut back production and you can't find it, and they jack up the price. It's really very basic, but we're letting it happen, and I don't know why our federal officials are not jumping in here, because this is crying out as unfair. I mean, this is really just unfair to the public and unfair to our entire economy.
We're talking to Dr. Anthony Alessi. Let's talk about this 3430 ESPN special that dealt with the former Los Angeles Clipper owner and the racial comments. What do you want to talk to that about?
Well, it's kind of interesting, and I really wanted people to direct them to it. If you don't listen to podcasts, this was, and you're a sports fan, this was really worth listening to. It's a five-part series, and it really looked at the Donald Sterling affair. And basically how he became an owner of the San Diego Clippers at the time, and then moved the team to Los Angeles. But he was an interesting character, to say the least, in his whole life in terms of how he treated people. He was clearly the definition of a slumlord in Los Angeles and took advantage of minorities. So he was clearly a racist individual, but he started voicing opinions that were almost so overt. It was almost like as he got older, if you listen to it, it was almost like nothing could touch me. I'm untouchable. I'm king of the world, and I could do whatever I want. And he was with his mistress at the time and voiced several opinions. He didn't want to see her with black people, and clearly racist, and just really disgusting remarks. And she was taping these with his knowledge. And the reason she was taping them was because he would often forget. He asked her to tape their conversations because he would often forget what he told her. So right away, when I started hearing this, I said, you know, we're talking about a man who's demented. I mean, at the time, he was in his late 70s, early 80s, and to tell someone, you need to record my conversation so I don't forget them. But this is someone who's got a neurologic condition.
Right.
And it was eventually proven that he had a neurologic condition. He had dementia. I'm not saying that that was an excuse, because his racist beliefs were always there. But the fact that he would tape them and make them more known. And it made me start thinking about how we age and how important it is for us to age gracefully. Because don't forget, you leave a legacy in this world. And as we get older, we change. We're not the same. That doesn't mean we all get demented, but we develop different habits. And it's important from that standpoint to have enough insight to know that maybe I shouldn't be doing certain things. It also comes up with the standpoint that I just found out Hartford HealthCare now has a policy where physicians who are 70 years old have to take neuropsychometric tests, meaning they want to make sure that as physicians get older, that they are intellectually competent to continue seeing patients. Now, when I first heard this, I was thinking, wow, is that like age discrimination or this or that? And then I started to realize as I rapidly approached 70, you know, maybe it's not a bad idea. Maybe it is when you think about it. Maybe it is a good idea that myself and my colleagues, when we turn 70, that we take some test to find out, to make sure we're still thinking clearly. Because, again, that's a safety thing. It's amazing that this has never been done, to my knowledge. So as long as the tests are administered appropriately by qualified people and looking at the most important features of your cognition, I think, actually, I've come totally around to thinking, hey, this is a pretty good idea, actually, if I'm going to continue seeing patients at that point, then I think 70 is a fair number. So it's interesting to see how society is evolving as we live older. Let's face it, our life expectancy has gone on. That doesn't mean that you're still performing at the level of a 20 or 30-year-old. So it's something we all need to kind of come to grips with.
All right, Doc. Listen, thank you as always. I always enjoy our conversation. I appreciate it.
Great chatting with you, Lee.
All right, pal. Dr. Anthony Alessi joining us. We got to take a quick break. Once again, you're listening.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Every Thursday I get the first hour of the big program, but this week he's off, Labor Day, and he's enjoying a well-deserved rest as he's become, incredibly famous here in the last month or so, as you know. But anyway, again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can always call in at any time, any place, wherever you may be, 833-WAR-TALK, and we can discuss whatever it is that you want to discuss. So, again, I've accumulated a ton of stories that I'll try to blow through here. I do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Talk about some money. That'll be interesting, I think. And I've been sitting here in the studio for the past 10 minutes. I don't know what it is, but you ever go through... Like, I usually try to do a pretty good job with what I eat, right? I don't want to get crazy because I'll balloon up to be like a 300-pounder in no time flat. It literally would take me like 2 months of eating whatever I wanted to be like a 300-pounder. But I don't, do you go through these weird times where you just, you know, you carb, nonstop carb fest? I must have eaten, is that a word? I must have eaten a whole box of Lucky Charms in the last 24 hours and about 15 Three Musketeer bars, to be honest with you, that are here in the studio. Epstein. So there's new footage. I haven't gotten a chance to see it, but apparently there's video of a 2005 police raid of Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach, Florida mansion, which reveals a home partially decorated with illicit photos, imagery of young women inside the home. So I guess the video shows a wall covered in artsy nude photos of men and women entering the master bedroom. There's a drawer of a bare female backside and a painting of a naked woman and other things that are, appropriate, inappropriate. You determine for yourself what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate. But there's a guy who's a scumbag and he's got all these naked pictures of young people all over the place. By the way, since we're talking about Epstein, can somebody please somewhere tell me how it's possible How is it possible that the, again, the most important prisoner in the federal system, and he's in a prison that is heralded for its ability to keep people alive, somehow, some way, nobody's paying attention to this guy, and he offs himself in the jail cell, which is supposed to have, you know, no bed sheets, no way to hang yourself, but he ended up doing it. And now we find out that on this August 10th day, he was supposed to be on suicide watch, and then blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the video of outside the jail cell, the prison cell, well, it's corrupted. Can't use it. It's damaged. Now, I don't know. I'm not a fancy pants when it comes to the technology or the technical side of things. Like, I don't know. When people start throwing out all these computer terms and technical lingo, it's like, you know, that's what I hear. But I do know, or I'm pretty sure, that in a sophisticated prison setting, that they're probably not using VHS. And they're probably not, have some tripod set up with some Kodak camera that's trying to film outside the camera cell, outside the prison cells. They probably have a sophisticated surveillance system that stores all the imagery digitally. And yet somehow that one tiny piece of time frame has been corrupted. It is a joke what's going on with Epstein. A joke. The more I hear about this, the more I'm positive somebody went in there and killed a guy. Now, whether it's a Hillary Clinton hunchman or somebody else who had a lot to lose if he spoke, somebody got in there, the guards turned their back, the cameras got turned off, the cellmate got taken out, and they killed him. I mean, come on. Are we that naive that we don't believe that that could happen? Please, give me a break. By the way, according to Donald Trump, the one person that he was afraid of in the race has stepped down, Kristen Gillibrand. He was afraid. She was the one person that could beat him. Anyway, she stepped down. She probably, there's only one candidate probably worse than her on that stage, and that's de Blasio, right? Gillibrand was bad, but de Blasio may be worse. So, anyway, she's out. A couple other things we can talk about, but we will talk about some money. Some money, money, money. What to do with your money, where to park your money if you have any, what to do with some inheritance. We can get to some of that stuff. But Tony D'Angelo will join us. He's a smart cookie, and he's very good at breaking stuff down in a very simple way. We'll talk to him right after the bottom of the hour break. I can't thank you enough for being a part of the big show. And those of you who listen to Wayne every single night, I'm glad you get a chance to hang out with me one night. And I'm having a blast doing it. Again, it's raw and unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expanding the state of emergency for Hurricane Dorian. The Republican governor announced late Thursday afternoon that the emergency declaration now covers all 67 counties in Florida. Governor DeSantis also reminds people,
there's no way you could have a storm of this significance and not lose power. So just prepare for that. You should also prepare if you're in an area that experiences flooding when you have significant rain events. Well, guess what? If you're impacted by this storm, you know, you are going to see a lot of water.
President Trump announcing the establishment of U.S. Space Command at the White House.
With today's action, we open another great chapter in the extraordinary history of the United States military. SpaceCom will ensure that America's dominance in space is never questioned and never threatened.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We all know that health care is a disaster in this country. It's completely unaffordable. If you can't afford it, it covers nothing. But there's a better way, and I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. It's a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. So stop letting others tell you what to do. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, 855-58-LIBERTY. I put my kids' health care in their hands. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 saved over a two-year period. If you can use it, check it out, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. So a special guest joining us. All guests are a little bit special. This is Tony D'Angelo, and he represents the Fortress Fiduciary Company, a division of Paragon Trust. And we're here to talk about money, which I don't have enough of, and I don't know a lot about. So, Tony, let's talk about money, what to do with it, where to put it, how to store it, where to keep it, if, in fact, you're lucky enough to actually have it. You're going to tell us all of the right investments to make in 10 minutes or less.
Well, actually, I'm going to look at it a little bit of a different way. And it's when you look at what is out there to invest in, stocks, bonds, annuities, autos, real estate, funds, collectibles, jewels, you come to one conclusion. Nothing in and of itself is right for any one person necessarily, or is something that is there that is good, perhaps for me, may not be for you. And the important thing you have to ask yourself is, if I get involved with something, is this right for me with the type of life I have? I look at it quite another way. My dear IT guy came to me the other day and said, I'm getting an inheritance from my mother, and I want to buy a certain thing. And I said, Joe, not his real name, what is your personal debt? And he told me what his personal debt was. I said, well, the first thing you need to do, my friend, is pay down your personal debt, because when you're paying down a credit card at 20%, 25%, or whatever, that's actually a return on your money of 20% or 25%. And from there, you don't invest that money. You take that money and you put it in the bank, and you start to study things and you start to learn about them. And that's how you get on base. So that's really number one. Number two is, when you start to think about what is this thing that's right for me, can you sell it? Again, it's the buy window theory of life. It's only as valuable as what somebody will give you for it on a certain day. That's the first two fundamental investments. And when it's really funny that when we think of automobiles, we think of vehicles. We think of little cars, big cars, trucks, SUVs, you know, the whole gamut, the whole group of fine cars one can buy. We often use the term investment vehicle, and the first thing we think of in automobiles is not every automobile vehicle is right for every single person. Look at people driving around with these huge trucks, and what do? They go to an office job and back with a big truck. Then again, not one investment vehicle is right for any one given person necessarily. Those are the first two premises.
Okay. So somebody out there listening to us right now doesn't have any investments, wants to start. I know it's hard when you don't have, you know, their income or anything like that, but I mean, okay, I'll be more specific. I'll just run a couple things at you. So annuities. Give me a breakdown of annuities.
An annuity is a tax-deferred vehicle that is comprised of certain investments within the vehicle. It could be an aggressive annuity, which is primarily funded with aggressive stocks that are very market sensitive, or a more stable type of thing that might have like more dividend paying stocks, like large corporations that pay dividends, Coca-Cola or Exxon, things like that. So the first thing when looking at an annuity is, and I'm very glad you hit on that, what is my risk tolerance? In other words, can I watch this thing go up and down and up and down and up and down and not have an ulcer every time it does and be able to put that aside? Or am I looking for something that's more stable where I don't want to feel that I'm gaining a lot of money and losing amount of money every single day? So an annuity is really kind of like a capsule. It's sort of like a piece of pizza that has a whole lot of stuff on it. And the type of piece of pizza that you have is really the type of piece of pizza that you want to have, whatever your risk tolerance is.
Oh, see, I was always under the impression that an annuity was the safest bet. You park it, you get like 5% back on your money every year. Doesn't matter what the stock market does. It continues to go up. There's almost no risk, but a very moderate reward.
There are guaranteed annuities. You're absolutely right. One of the things I do want to say, though, is not every guarantee is an absolute guarantee forever, so ever, forever and a day. 95% of the time, you're absolutely right. But I had people during the financial crisis who were in AIG annuities, and there was a time when they couldn't get a red cent out of the thing until the government had gone in and bailed them out. It's a very, very, very rare occurrence. I understand that. But it's not to say it couldn't happen again. But, yes, the general premise is correct. If it is a guaranteed annuity from a, you know, reputable national firm.
And basically that's what, 3, 4, 5% a year? Is that how that works?
Modest.
Modest.
Yes. And if you have an annuity, many times you'll be approached by people who have an annuity with a better yield. And, you know, what are you doing in that? And I tend to get that a lot. And you know, all well and all good. However, when you buy an annuity, when you actually get to the game, you are paying a sales charge. I mean, this is, well, you should. When you exchange the annuity, you pay another sales charge. So those are things you have to really look at in hard dollars. Where am I actually ending up? Not, is this a better investment for me?
What about somebody who doesn't have the access to a 401k through work? If, you know, they were coming to you and they wanted to start saving for retirement, like I said, I know this is an infinite number of things you could give them, but what would you advise them?
First thing to do is get your spending under control, you know, and get your objective right in terms of what you want to do. If you're asking for something specific, I would get into what type of things they really want to have, what type of an income they really want to have, what they see doing themselves in retirement. You know, retirement these days is not necessarily the gold watch and, you know, you get to go to the ball game three times a week. Retirement could be, you know, working with a nonprofit, working part-time, consulting.
Right.
Whatever it is, Lee, it has to fit within that block.
How about the stock market? See, it seems like, you know, you look at the stock market, it's very up and down right now. It still seems like it's light years beyond where we ever thought it was going to get to, which leads me to my question. If you're a new investor, would you dabble in a stock market that already seems like the, you know, the balloon is about to break on it?
Well, think risk reward. Think, if I put this money in the market and I come home one day and something terrible happens between Trump and China, you know, can I look at this to say, I lost 7% today, but I know in the long run I'll be okay. It's the type of thing where you need to study what it is you're investing in and become familiar with it and know how it's going to behave. Like, I've been a big fan for years of good American branded companies because I've always said to myself, well, they have worldwide recognition. Believe me, last Friday, they weren't drinking a lot of Coke in China, let me tell you. You know, but it's the kind of thing to say, well, what's the long-term prognostication for this? So watch your percentages if you're going to have a lot in, but if you're going to do it, Lee, if you want to get involved in it, start small and study. Pay attention. Don't think this is, you know, Ron Popeil, set it and forget it. It isn't.
What about the idea of people trading themselves online, things like that, taking that middleman out of the mix?
I think it's good. I think it's good to get familiar, but I think it's also good to have someone one you can go to, and I'm very glad you brought that up. There's many, many, many people who are out there who are investment advisors. There's different ways they can be compensated. Not one way, you know, be it fee-based or commission-based or whatever, this is necessarily better than the other for many, many, many reasons. But once you yourself become familiar, then you can actually approach someone, and then you'll know if they're telling you the truth or not, or if they just want to sell you something.
All right, one general piece of advice for somebody, something simple like the age of retirement gets here before you know it, start saving today. Give me some piece of advice you'd tell everybody.
The best thing one can do, and I was looking at this today, look at all the athletes, look at all of the entertainers who ended up flat broke, you know, Daryl Strawberry, Kirk Schilling, Mike Tyson. Money alone does not solve your problems. And I hate to tell you that, folks, but it really doesn't. And if you yourself are not really prepared to accept money, you will get into a bigger hole than you ever did. And this is what I've always counseled widowers and widows. Because what happens? You have a bereavement, so it's emotion. And generally what happens after that is money comes in from something sold or an insurance policy, whatever the case may be. And I scream at them and I tell them, don't do a thing for a year. Don't get involved in a relationship. Don't buy a car. Don't move to your house. You will make the right decisions in a year when your emotions are out of it.
All right, Tony, it goes fast. We're out of time. I thank you as always. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. It's gone by in a blink of an eye, literally a blink of an eye. I can't believe it's already 8 minutes before the top of the hour. We'll wrap it up at the top. I'll be back in on Tuesday. Wayne will have a best of tomorrow and a best of on Monday, so enjoy that. A lot of great stuff with Wayne Allen Root. And he'll bring it, actually, the great Chris will bring it your way, who's done a fantastic job pushing all the buttons, making it all go tonight on the USA Radio Network. A couple things real quick before we run out of time. Just I accumulated some stuff so we won't get too serious in the last segment before we wrap it up for the weekend, or at least for tonight, and then, of course, the best of tomorrow. But so this have you guys seen the story about the toxic algae in New York City parks? It's actually in a couple of places in Connecticut as well. But children and pets should not swim in green water. Now, I don't really know that you need to be, like, told, beat over the head with this. I mean, if the water is green, I don't think I would swim in it. And I love my dog. I don't think I'd let my dog swim in green water. Can you use your heads, please? I remember, I got to tell you a story quick. I remember when I know exactly how old I was. I was 14. And the reason why I remember this story is because my father had been in an accident, okay? And he was really banged up, so he was in the hospital. He was in the hospital for a long time. That's not the funny part of the story. The funny part of the story is, so because he was in such rough shape, one of my mom's friends, actually it was my friend, there, one of my best friends at the time, they had a pool. And the mother said, well, why don't you let me take him for the day while you deal with what's going on at the hospital? Okay, so my mother said, sure, blah, blah, blah. So I went to this kid's house, and they had an above-ground pool in the back. Now, I'm a kid, right? And if somebody's got a pool, I'm swimming in it. Doesn't matter. Well, their pool was disgusting, and it was green, and it had these crazy bugs swimming along inside. It was gross, right? But I jumped in because I was a dumb kid. And I'll be honest with you, I was sick for at least a week after that. Like, just gross, gross, gross sick. Like earaches and all that goes along. Don't. Moral of the story. If it's green, I would leave it alone. Whether you're listening to me in New York or out west in Vegas or wherever there may be green lakes or green water. And keep your pets out of there, too. Because in all seriousness, dogs were dying because of this. And it was horrible. So let's see. What else do we have here? Millennials care less about patriotism. They care less about religion. And they care less about family. That according to the latest study by Fox News. A survey conducted by Fox, Wall Street Journal, which began, actually, to be honest, it was broadcast on Fox News. The survey was done by the Wall Street Journal. I want to be more accurate, make sure I don't mislead you. But it began 21 years ago when Americans were asked which values were the most important to them, and the majority of them responded at that time, principles of hard work, patriotism, religion, and children. Now, 21 years later, it's completely different. Patriotism fell 9%. People don't care about it anymore. Or a big chunk of people don't care about it. It's really disappointing. Religion dropped by 12%, and having children fell a whopping 16%. So nobody wants to have kids. Nobody's patriotic. And God has fallen out of the picture. You want to know why we're in chaos? I mean, that's got to be a partial answer for you, right? No God. No patriotism, no family. That's why we live in hedonism right now. One other thing, $48 million major construction project. This is interesting. I bring it up because I think it's important that we're thinking outside the box. A school in Michigan has designed a high school that is following the lead of a World War I engineered sort of a battlefield plan where they have all of these serpentine trenches. That's what they did in World War I because when they did that, you couldn't get a clear shot at anybody. So now there's a school in Michigan, apparently. They spent $48 million on the school, which is not a lot of money in today's society as far as schools go. Anyway, the major overhaul of the existing building, and what they did was they made it so that anybody who's inside the school, there would be no long hallways for them to shoot down. Everything would have twists and turns in it and a lot of nooks and crannies for kids to hide. The construction in Michigan is also part of a grim reality schools, again, with methodically preparing for the inevitable, where kids will go in there and create all kinds of violence. It's a terrible thing to think about, but it's one that we have to think about. So, classrooms are being built now with this in mind, which, again, goes back to the previous statement where people don't care about God or religion or patriotism. It's a little bit chaotic. I hate to be disappointing as we leave, but that's how we'll leave tonight. So, again, special thanks to my great guests, including the super Lowell Ponte, Peter Lamage, who was fantastic, my pal Dr. Anthony Alessi, Tony D'Angelo, talking about your money and where to park it and where to make more of it. Thank you, Chris. Great job. All the great friends and folks over at the USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root, thank you. And you guys have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. I will be back for the first hour on Tuesday, back for the first hour on Thursday. Wayne, full out Tuesday at 7. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.